one, and welcome to the broadcast. We're coming to you live from the Leafs Ice Center in West Dundee. I'm your host, Dan Dignan. Alongside me is my partner tonight, Brandon Evans. Brandon, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And tonight's matchup is between the Chicago Cougars and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Both teams are riding a three-game win streak coming into tonight's game, so something's got to give, Brandon. What are you looking forward to tonight's matchup?
I'm looking forward to a bunch of things. I want to see them score, win this one for coach, and stay out of the box.
Perfect. So Wisconsin's in first place throughout most of the season, with the Cougars being in fifth place. So this is going to be a good test for the Cougars and a good measuring stick with playoffs just around the corner, Brandon.
Oh, totally. If like they're sitting out of it for home ice, but if they can win this one and keep going, they'll get home ice, and that would be awesome.
Absolutely, and this is going to be game one of a three-game series, which will be tomorrow and Monday. And Monday, if you guys haven't heard, is the Frozemont Heritage Classic, which between these two teams, which is going to expecting a big crowd out in Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome seeing an outdoor game with these two teams, with the rivalry I've heard they had. It's going to be one heck of a game.
Excellent. Now we're going to listen to the starting lineups for tonight's game. So starting for the Cougars is defenseman Henry Laukkanen, number 13, and his D partner tonight will be number 97, that is Troy Ross. And on forwards, we have left winger Roy Arjunanovic, and on the right side is newcomer John Moskalik. And then starting at center is superstar Michael Helf, number 8. And in goal tonight for your Chicago Cougars is number 1, Luke Martinovic. And that's your starting lineup tonight for your Chicago Cougars. Fans will now rise for the national anthem. And there was the national anthem. Both teams are going back to their respective benches, putting the buckets on and getting the last message from their coaches. And we'll have puck drop momentarily. Starting goalie tonight for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings is number 31, Eric Schuetz. He has a 1.79 goals against average on the season, and he is their top goalie for most of the season this year. Cougars are coming off of a last weekend sweep of the Steele County Blades, winning both games, two great games last week, pretty physical. And if you missed the game on Sunday, Coach Brad Stofers was ejected for disagreeing with the referees, calling a lot of penalties in that game. So he's not going to be on the bench tonight, so Coach Nick will be the interim coach. You got a pick to click tonight, Brandon?
I think it's going to be a tight matchup. I really don't have one. Can't go with one right now.
All right. Well, I'm going with number 8, Michael Helf. He's been on a good run of late. And we're up. Puck is dropped. We're underway. Wisconsin takes control off the draw. and puck gets through the neutral zone, dumped in by number 8, James Stiles of Wisconsin. Laukkanen retrieves the puck behind his net, looks for an outlet, and it gets over to D partner Troy Ross, who clears the zone. And Moskalik gets it deep, but he was short of center, and that's going to be for icing early on. Face off to the right of Martinovich. And just joining us in the booth is Coach Brad Stofers of the Chicago Cougars. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Face off controlled by the Cougars now. Here's Aronovich. Flips up in the air and out of zone. Taken by Harrison Cole, the top leading point getter for Wisconsin this season. Retrieved by the Cougars. Here's Laukkanen, wheels it up behind his own goal. He'll exit the zone with a nice cross-ice pass to Adam Rifle, and Rifle will get it deep in chase. Now Harrison Cole grabs the puck and goes D-D behind his net. And back over to Cole, up to the boards to number 26, or 25, Tyler Albitz. But good puck retrieval by Mike Lenzi of the Cougars, and they'll regroup. Here's Mike Kavanaugh up to Maranovich. Over to Mike Lenzi down the left side. He gains the line, crosses the middle, tries to throw a shot on goal, but blocked to the corner. Wisconsin looks to get it out, wheels it up. Good keep by Mike Kavanaugh. Wisconsin gets it back, and now they're through the neutral zone. Quarters gets it in deep and goes for the forecheck. Eric Norman wins the puck battle for Cougars and looks to reverse. Up the boards, Adam Rifle, number 16, makes a nice cross pass off the skate and down in behind the goal of Wisconsin. And Maranovich wins that race, but good support by Wisconsin to get it out. Laukkanen, 13 of the Cougars, goes tape-to-tape, D-to-D to Troy Rouse. Rouse dumps it in off of Mike Lenzi. Good pace to start this game between both teams, feeling each other out still. And there's an offside on the Cougars. Just under 2 minutes gone by, 0-0 in the first period between the Cougars and the River Kings.
Yeah, I think you put it the right way there. Teams just feeling each other out here in the first couple minutes. An icing or two and offsides. Nothing really gone either way just yet.
That's a good point, Coach. Back underway, Wisconsin looks to get it deep. A good turnover created by Andrew Van Dyke, gets it in. Tries to get over to Del Persini, just out of his reach. And Wisconsin gets it out of their zone. Chopped down away by Laukkanen. Wisconsin gets it deep off of Martinovich. Here's Ross, goes behind his net to Del Persini. Wins a nice puck battle along the boards and looks to get it out. Fails to do so. Good keep by Wisconsin. And right in the slot, shoots. Big save by Martinovich, and he'll hold on. Big save by Martinovich for the Cougars. And some extracurricular activities going on. The refs will break it up, and there'll be a faceoff coming to Martinovich's right.
That's a big save there. He's been hot for us lately. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more out of him right now out of the last couple weeks. Just a defensive zone breakdown there. Turnover, and then guys got caught watching a little bit too much. And thank goodness Luke comes up big. I'm going to try to be unbiased tonight, but yeah, it's going to be hard.
Oh, I'm sure, Coach. Back on the way out to the point. Whiffed by Cole. Look, trying to get a shot through. And the Cougars exit. They have a 2-on-1 if they hurry. But Hartman will just get it in deep and on goal. And Schwede will freeze. Faceoff coming up to his right. Going back to Martinovich, Coach, he's really squaring up to the shots, going back to last weekend of the sweep of the Steele County as well.
Yeah, I mean, last weekend our team played phenomenal. It was probably our best two-game stretch of the year thus far, and a big part of it is because of Luke. I mean, he stood on his head at times and was really consistent for us and just a rock back there, which when you have that, it brings a lot of confidence to your team, and, you know, it all starts from the back end. So what he's done over the last 2-3 weeks is giving us a lot of hope here through this tough stretch.
Yes, with playoffs coming up, that's always good to see. Back underway in the neutral zone. Yep. Cougars take control. Nice outlet pass over to Janjic. Off the stick and in. Harrison Cole wins the puck for Wisconsin. Goes D to D to Stiles. Moves it up over to along a teammate. And we have a partial break for a leading goal scorer of the team. Mance, he's on a partial break. He's in. He shoots. He whiffs on it. And big save by Martinovich. Deflected wide. And the Cougars will look to get it out. Here's Moskalik. Head up, makes a nice move around Mance. He's going through the neutral zone, wheels it in. Gains the line, tries to, but good defensive play by 14, Von Bocklin of Wisconsin. Intercepted by Michael Helf, tried to shot on goal, blocked by Stiles. Here's Helf again, makes a nice pass to Laukkanen, winds up, shoots, just misses the near post. Kept in by Ross. Down to Helf. Helf through the slot, top of the zone, stops on a dime, throws a shot towards the net, gets deflected by Aronovich. Looks to get a cycle going, but taken away by Wisconsin and looks to get it out. Stretch pass. neatly deflected in by Laukkanen. Rouse behind his net. Head up all the way. Throws one cross ice. Just in deep. Good support by Michael Hall. Throws it on goal. Nice save by Schwede. Good forecheck going on for the Cougars now. Norman keeps it in, but they're going to have to tag up and go for a change. Wisconsin has the time to get it out. Wisconsin dumps in chase. And Hauk wins the puck battle. Good center support by Mike Lenzi of the Cougars. Here's a shot on goal. Deflected out of play. Good defensive play by the Cougars, and the faceoff will stay inside.
Going back to that chance there for Mance, a partial break. That's not the guy you want to let free into your net. He's
72 points on the year.
He's electric, especially offensively. Over 2 points a game. They're top point getter. Just a real strong offensive player there. And that kind of led to what we had there back on the other end. But, you got to keep an eye on him at all times.
Back underway. We're never first penalty coming up against Wisconsin once they touch the puck. And there's the whistle blown dead. Cougars will go to their first power play. Wisconsin will go to the box. 2 minutes, four. Waiting for the call. Going to be 2 minutes to number 27 of Wisconsin for a hit from behind.
This team, the Rapids, they've been in first place, you know, pretty much from start to where we're at currently in the season. But one area they will struggle with is taking penalties. You know, I think
a little undisciplined.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, kind of middle of the pack. Every other statistical category, team-wise, they're top five out of 27 in the league. But when it comes to penalty minutes, they're kind of middle of the road. So that's one area you can take advantage.
Well, if the Cougars can do that tonight. Wisconsin won the draw and was able to clear the zone, get it all the way down the ice, and the Cougars look to regroup. Here's leading scorer Andrew Van Dyke. Wheels it up to the neutral zone, makes a nice move around Wisconsin. Nice pass over shot. Just misses the far post. That was Adam Rifle. Kavanaugh tries to keep it in. Fails to do so. We have a partial break the other way. Here's Kaiser. All alone with Martovich. Shoots. Big save by Martovich again. And there's the penalty coming up to the Cougars. It's going to be 2 minutes for a slash on Michael Helfe. And Brandon, we're going to go to the replay here.
Yeah, right here, a turnover in the offense or neutral zone causes a partial breakaway, and the man just couldn't get back on D quick enough.
Yeah, remember that save by Martovich early on a short hand, on a power play for the Cougars. And we're going to have a 4-on-4 hockey, so this is where the D have the forwards and forwards have the D, Coach. A lot of room to skate out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You get your fastest guys out there, good puck handlers, guys that can play with space, and this can be fun when you get four. Little 4-on-4 hockey. This will be some extended 4-on-4 too, about minute 21. So you might see the game open up a little bit here with two skilled teams.
Yeah, and Coach, with Wisconsin being in first place for most of the year, this is a good measuring stick right before playoffs for being the first place team.
Yeah, I thought when we went up there 3 weeks ago, I thought we competed with them well. Ended up only getting one out of the 4 points. But this weekend, you know, three games at home will give us another kind of idea where we're at.
Right on, and we're back underway. Wisconsin controlling the puck down low. 2-on-2 in the battle. Number 4 keeps it in for Wisconsin. Good save by Martovich to kick it aside. Now he's in the slot. Wisconsin looks to get one to the net. Nice stick lift by the Belgian, Del Persini. And the Cougars still struggling to get it out. Here's Laukkanen, throws it up on the boards. Good support by Del Persini, but good keep-in again by Wisconsin. On the half wall, and they chip it out. Just gets out of the zone, and Wisconsin needs to regroup. Here's 28. Adam Peterson puts it up over to quarters. Good puck battle win by 77, Aranovich of the Cougars, and looks to get it deep, and they'll go for a change. Here's number 5, Delott for Wisconsin. Throws it up to 28, Peterson. Peterson looks to go across ice. Their top player, number 9, Mance, and he gets checked off the puck nicely by Mike Lenzi, and Lenzi will win that and get in the neutral zone. Pass is intercepted, and Wisconsin gets it deep by number 4, Senkerik. Cougars will regroup behind their net. They go D to D behind. That's Hauk from Laukkanen. Hauk moves it up along the boards. Here's Lenzi with some room to skate in the neutral zone. He gains the line. Gets it back over to Marjanovic. He gets it right back. Lenzi tries to make another move. Just loses the puck. And here comes Harrison Cole, leading point getter from the defensive side for Wisconsin. Here's Harrison Cole behind the net, patiently loses his footing, but good support by 21 Kaiser. But there's Mike Lenzi with another defensive play. Good support for the defensive side. He comes in one on two, makes a move around the defenseman. He shoots backhander. Nice save by Schwetti. Gives a rebound, but he had enough Wisconsin teammates around to gather the puck. And the move, nice stretch pass from Cole over to Kent. Good step by 97, Troy Ross, to separate the man from the puck there, Coach.
Yeah. Nice little step there. He's a big boy, you know, 6'5", 96 birth year forward, so a 20-year-old, you know, one of the older guys out here. He's been a solid pickup for us. One of three guys we picked up at the deadline a few weeks back. You know, he'll play 20-plus minutes a night, very defensive-minded, so he adds that on the blue line. Just an older guy with some veteran leadership, that something that we needed.
Sure, and he brings the physical side, I'm sure, too, with that 6'5 height.
Absolutely.
And Wisconsin wins yet another draw. Here they are in the slot. Good block shot by Janjic, 28 of the Cougars. Puck retrieval. Wisconsin's doing that all right now. And they're buzzing halfway through the first period. Still 0-0 here. And now the Cougars look to break it out. Good finish check by Peterson of the Wisconsin. And there's another penalty coming up to the Cougars. It's going to be 2 minutes for tripping. And it's going to be a power play for Wisconsin. So Cougars are starting to run around a little bit in their own zone, and it's going to lead to a penalty against them as the Wisconsin River Kings will go to the power play. With just about 7.5 gone by in the first period, still scoreless at the Leafs Ice Center between the Chicago Cougars and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Wisconsin wins yet another draw. Here's Stiles, the shot. Nice, easily glove saved by Martinovich. Faceoff will come up to his left. Mike Lindsay on the draw against 14 Von Bocklin of the River Kings. Faceoff won cleanly by Lindsay. Kavanaugh looks to get it out. Throws it around the boards to Delbersini. He fails to get it out, but another good stick lift by Mike Lindsay. That's about his third one of this period to get it out. Wisconsin gets it back in. Good finish check by Delpersini. And the puck moves to the corner. Kavanaugh with some time behind the net. He'll look to ice it. He does just that. With 30 seconds gone by in the power play, Wisconsin looks to regroup. But good pressure done by Mike Lindsay. And it's going to take three River Kings, 3-on-1 right now. That's going to waste up precious time. And Coach Nick of the Cougars has to love that. And now the River Kings look to move it up to the neutral zone. Taken away by Hauk, and he clears it down all the way. Coach Brad, that's a good start to the penalty kill for the Cougars.
Phenomenal. Lindsay, number 7, he's just a workhorse, gritty player. You mentioned the stick lifts. He's our best killer. I mean, he's one of our best killers.
Yeah,
he's
relentless effort out there. That's, you know, never stops working. Now here's the Wisconsin River Kings. A shot on goal. Nice save by Martinovich. Cougars look to exit again. Here's McLeod, tries to go 1-on-3. Almost does so, but they get it out, and here's River Kings now moving it the other way. Quarters off his stick and goes down. Norman with some time throws it off the glass, and it's not out. Another good stick by Michael Helf, and he goes down a one-on-one down the right side. Here's Helf, shorthanded, try to throw a shot on goal. Good active stick by number 4, John Sankarik of the River Kings. Puck goes out of play. We'll have a faceoff coming inside the Cougars offensive zone with 25 seconds remaining on the power play for the River Kings. Hopefully the Cougars can kill this 25 seconds off and get some momentum back and start getting on the offensive side of the forecheck here, Coach.
Yeah, we saw last weekend, just when you're killing, you know, you can't get anything going. It's more or less hanging on, trying to, you know, prevent them from getting stuff going. It's real hard to get any momentum going. It just kills it when you're down a man, you know, as you could imagine.
Sure, and there's a shot on goal, easily handled by Martinovich from our 18 quarters, and a faceoff will come to his left with 11 seconds remaining.
Something to look for here. You mentioned it a little bit earlier as number 7 for the River Kings, Harrison Cole. You mentioned he was, you know, their top defensive point guy, real good on the power play, real fast, skilled player, one of the fastest guys in the league. So keep an eye on him here, you know, tonight and through the weekend on the power play.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've already seen him jump in the play and join it. Be that third or fourth outlet coming in. So that's always dangerous.
He's
to
got
see.
Wheels.
Sure. And here he is behind his own net, patiently waiting. He skates it up through his own zone. He exits, makes a nice pass to Kaiser cutting across. He makes a nice move around and one. He shoots. Big save by Marshall Zanoni. It's another save. Whoa, holy cow. And good support by Aronovich to get that puck out of the slot. And the Cougars will look to get it out, and they do so. Here's Rifle, makes a nice pass across to Van Dyke. He gains the line. Van Dyke patiently, top of the slot. He shoots. Good block by Harrison Cole, and the River Kings go the other way. But what a save by Martinovich. Keeps his game tied at 0-0.
Couple saves. Again, you know, like we talked about last weekend, he's just following up with it tonight. And, you know, he's standing on his head, really. You know,
right, so here.
Here we go to the replay.
Has the quick little toe drag right there. Keeps it to himself. Defender goes down a little early. Martinovich stays with it. And somehow Wisconsin can't jam it in.
Yeah, another pad save by Martinovich. He's made up about two or three saves so far. Back underway. Both teams give battle in the neutral zone along the boards. And the Wisconsin takes control, and they get the puck deep. Mike Lenzi's first to get it for the Cougars. He looks to break it out. Makes a nice pass to Jenner just off his skate. But puck gets out of the zone. And Wisconsin just gets it back right in. They tag up, and they get on the forecheck. Seems to be their MO in this first period, Coach. And now here comes Marjanovic up to Lenzi. Makes a nice move around. Albitz makes another one. Makes a nice pass. Just missed Janczyk. It's going to go the length of icing, just short of red line. Faceoff coming back to the defensive zone of the Cougars. With just under 11 minutes gone by, still scoreless here at the Leafs Ice Center.
Wisconsin's been really quick in the zone. Defensive-wise, what do you think of your team defensive-wise, Coach?
Yeah, a couple mishaps, you know, some partial breakaways. Need to keep an eye on guys going back door and not puck watch. You know, I think we've been caught a couple times getting up into the play too much, and they're catching us a few times on the rush.
Yeah, you got to keep your head in a swivel there for sure, Coach. And now here comes Wisconsin back the other way. And there's number 7, Mike Lenzi, again with a defensive effort. And there's a collision into the boards, and looks like Cougars number 18 Houck took the worst end of it. He gets up, and he's a hockey player, so he's gonna stay out there and finish his shift. And there's a good finish check by Mike Lenzi. Fans wanted to call for Wisconsin, but play on, they say. And puck battle gives there. And now Mike Lenzi gets some extracurricular activity, and he wins that puck battle again. Mike Lenzi's tough as nails in this first period. He's gonna get the center ice line, dump it deep, and go for a change. It's a hard nose shift there for the Cougars centerman number 7. And back here is Harrison Cole. He could really fly through the neutral zone. Makes a nice move around. Stays with it, but there's Mike Cavanaugh. Oh, had it, but he gives it back up to Harrison Cole, who looks to start a cycle. But he had no puck support. And there's Mike Cavanaugh, number 4 of the Cougars. Makes a nice pass to the Belgian Delpersini. Delpersini, the neutral zone, gets sandwiched by two River Kings, but he gets it deep, sacrifices the hit. That's always a good play. And now the other way. Here comes a partial breakaway. 14 for the Kings. He shoots. Oh, what a toe save by Martinovich again. What a save, and the Cougars look to get it out again. Wow, what a save. Now Cougars through the neutral zone again, makes a nice pass. Here's Moskalik down the right side. Throws it in on goal, nice save by Schwede. He gets taken out, no penalty. It's going to go back the other way. Here's Mance, number 9. Goes around Ross, tries to go back door, but good interception by Norman. And the cycle game's going underway for the River Kings. But now there's the Cougars taking away. That was Delpersini. They go to regroup. There's Ross, DDD to Norman. Norman moves it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke now patiently waits. Makes a nice pass to Moskalik, who get the blue line and get it deep. Throws it all the way around to teammate Martuccelli. Martuccelli gives it away. And now the River Kings get it out. They get it up, but there's Michael Helf. Intercepts it. Tries to get it in deep. But now it goes the other way to the River Kings. Nice defensive play by Helf to get it out. Tries to get it out up to Martuccelli. He gets stick lift, and Wisconsin keeps it in. There's Peterson. Avoids a check. But then can't avoid the second one from Martuccelli. Makes a nice hit to separate the man from the puck. And there's a nice pass from Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Helf. They have a 2-1. They hurry. Gives it over. There's Martuccelli. Wine shoots. There's a nice save by Schwede. That's his toughest save of the game. Cougars have something going on here. Here's Van Dyke down low in the corner. Makes a nice pass to himself behind the net. Tries to throw one in on goal. Nice save by Schwede. And Cougars get it in deep again, and they'll go for a change. Time for the River Kings in their own zone. There's number 3. Gives it away to Lenzi, and he'll just dump it back in and get back on the forecheck. There's a nice play from Kelly, but gives it away back to the Cougars. Kind of playing ping pong with each other right now, coach, trying to get it in deep. Puck bat alongside. Nice play by Torres, number 11 for the River Kings. He's down the right side. Good defensive play to cut him off was Laukkanen. But here's Demarcopoulos, shot and goal just over the top of the net. And River Kings are buzzing in the Cougars' defensive zone. Here's Senerick, tries to get one in on goal, redirected wide. And here's Kavanaugh in his right corner, has some time. Makes a nice outlet pass over to Hartman, number 10, but he gives it away. And then the River Kings get it right back. Here's Marjanovic, tries to pass it to himself and go on the forecheck. Look, waiting for his teammates to get in help, and there's some good help. But another takeaway for the River Kings. Here's a one-on-one. Good active stick for Laukkanen, and the Cougars will look to break it out again. Good regroup. There's a cross-ice pass. Tic-tac-toe. Pass. Lindsay avoids a hit, gives it right back, and the Cougars will dump and chase and get after it. Good forecheck there. There's a nice pass to Del Persini. Shoots, just whistles it wide past Schuette. Here's Del Persini waiting for his teammates to tag up. They do. He throws a shot. Blockered away by Schuette, and it goes out of play. Faceoff will stay inside. And good push coming from the Cougars so far. And we go to the replay. Brandon, there's Del Persini, takes the puck through the neutral zone. Or this is the partial breakaway save for the Wisconsin River Kings. It's a save by Martinovic with a toe save. That's another beauty of him. That's about his fourth save.
Martinovic has been with him all night so far.
Yeah, you can't rely on him for too many. Yeah. He's had three already.
Not a bad pushback so far, coach, for the Cougars this past couple shifts, though. And the Cougars win the draw. They look to get it in deep. They do so. Van Dyke gives chase to Harrison Cole. Makes a nice move around him. And the River Kings are almost get it out. And they do so. There's Harrison Cole. No stranger to jumping into the play. He's having some trouble getting it out of their zone. Good forecheck going on by the Cougars. And there's a nice pass to Ryan Mance, who will chip it in deep on Martinovich. He plays it to 22. That's Zach Bishop of the Cougars. Nobody home on the right side. Kept in, but he struggles to keep it in, and he does. And no one seems can get it. And there's a redirect back door. Oh, no one was home on the back door for Wisconsin, luckily for the Cougars. And here's Bishop. Has some time to get it out. Makes a nice stretch pass. Just misses Van Dyke, but he's able to get a stick on it and gets it in deep. There's Harrison Cole. Retrieves the puck. Tries to get it out, but there's Bishop. Keeps it in. There's Rifle along the half wall. Tries to get out, and again, Bishop with the keep in. And good stick battle won by Rifle. And there's Harrison Cole. Again, makes a nice nifty move to get it out. He's the complete package, coach.
He's good. He's really good. One of the best players in the league, certainly as a defenseman.
And now here's Kavanaugh behind his own net waiting for the Cougars to change. Skates it up through his own zone. He gets it out, gets that center ice, and gets it deep. Smart play late in the period in a scoreless game. And now here's Ford, Jan Center, Sankarik. He gets it out, but had too much pepper on it, and that's going to go all the way length of the ice. Icing against the River Kings with 3:16 remaining in the first period. Still scoreless between the River Kings and the Cougars. Face off in the offensive zone for the Cougars, coach. Hopefully they can win the draw and get some offensive zone pressure here late in the period.
Yeah, we need some chance. We're being outchanced right now a little bit. They've had the better of the quality opportunities. So 3:15 here, it's still no score. We have yet to be hurt from it, but you'd like to get something going here before the break and have some momentum going in the second.
What would you like to see differently, coach?
Yeah, I think defensively, you're giving up too many line rushes, so I don't know if it's more awareness or just guys getting back, but, on the line rush side, and then a couple other times, just end zone offense for them, just letting guys backdoor. They've been the aggressor a little bit in our defensive zone, and then cleaning up the line rushes.
Well, let's see if they could do that for the last 3 minutes of this period and moving forward. Wisconsin back in on the forecheck. We're going to take away by the Cougars, and they're coming out the other way. Here's Marcuccielli. Tries to avoid a check. Good check by number two, Wisconsin, but the Cougars stay with it. Look to establish a forecheck, but good defensive play by Wisconsin. The good hit by 97, Troy Ross, newcomer, finishes his check there while pinching. A good defensive support by center Mike Lindsay, and they get it right back in. and they'll go for a change.
When we're playing our best, our D will pinch like that and be aggressive down the wall. I like that. You don't necessarily have to finish the hit, but just being a presence in there and pick up pucks when you can. I like that, playing on your toes. You know, that's what I like to call it, playing on your toes as opposed to playing on your heels, just ready to get the pucks and being first to pucks.
Sure, and that's being a defenseman. That's when you're going to pinch, you better be sure, because if you hesitate that 1 second, that's going to cost you, and it's going to be a odd man break going the other way.
Yeah, there's a rule of puck or body. So yes, you either got to get the puck 100%, and if you don't get that, you better get the body so it doesn't beat you up ice.
Yep, or you'll be getting comfortable on the bench if you miss both.
Absolutely.
back underway. Pucks in the defensive zone for the Cougars. Looking to get it out. Good sustained pressure by the River Kings, and then there's Norman of the Cougars. Looks to regroup on nice reverse. He's patiently behind his net. Moves it over to Rifle. Rifle center hits his center, Delbersini, who tries to get it out. Good forecheck sustained by the River Kings, and it's against the boards with three players for each team giving battle.
In that situation, when they're in the offensive zone, you'll see they keep a third forward high. See, it almost looks like they have three defensemen now. They really utilize that. It's tough for defensemen to find that guy just because he's in a kind of an abnormal area, but that's one of the staples of the River Kings team.
Sure thing, and there's a nice shot on goal by Harrison Cole, blocked away by Martinovich. And the Cougars are buzzing right now late in the first period. Here's 55 behind his own net. Michael Kelly looking for an option. He hits his teammate. Oh, good block shot by Norman. Tries to get it out. Get a little miscommunication, and he fails to do so. He pins him up against the board. There's a big hit by Kelly, and there's no penalty call. It could have been interference, and Delbersini's down behind his net. Now here's number 7. Cole walks it. Oh, what a save by Martinovich off the mask. Gives no rebound. There's the whistle. Whistle's blown dead, and what a save by Martinovich. Takes one off the mask and somehow corrals it. Going back to the replay, here's Harrison Cole that walks it. Brandon, what do you see?
The offense up high, it keeps killing them with that. It's like a third D, so they can rip it from the point without having someone cover them. It's hard to cover that kind of offensive play right there.
Yeah, great play, but he just walks it across. That's just great skating right there. Throws a nice twisted wrist around goal, and what a save by Martinovich. And control the rebound with two River Kings right on top of him to keep this game scoreless. And back underway, Wisconsin wins the draw again. They keep it in, and there's Von Bocklin gives battle. Van Dyke grabs control and smartly gets it out of the zone. But there's Harrison Cole again. He's all over the ice this first period. And the River Kings get it in deep. There's Laukkanen, wins the puck battle behind the net. With 30 seconds remaining in the first period. Here's Michael Helf. He winds it up through the neutral zone, has some speed. Thought about dumping it in, but he'll decide to turn back and look for a regroup. With 20 seconds remaining, here's Troy Ross. Right in front of his own net, makes a nice pass. Just out of his own to Van Dyke. Van Dyke moves it over to Moskowitz. Moskowitz, they have a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Moskowitz shoots. Oh, nice save by Schuette. Point blank save. That could have been a big goal heading in after the first intermission. And it's going to be offsides with 3 seconds remaining. But that was a nice entry for the Cougars, going from Van Dyke to Moskowitz. Get a short 2-on-1. And throws a nice, gets right in between the hash marks, point blank, right in the slot. Makes a nice wrister on goal, and it's a nice save by 31 Eric Schwede of the Wisconsin River Kings.
I thought the best chance would have been that rebound. They didn't quite get to it though. Helf, you know, it was a bouncing puck, and those are tough to read sometimes, especially when you're coming at full speed at the net. But there's a rebound there. If you could have capitalized, it would have been empty net.
Sure, and that's a big faceoff win by Lindsay in your own zone, and that's gonna do it for the first period. With a scoreless tie between the Wisconsin River Kings and the Chicago Cougars. Pretty good pace of that first period, Coach. Some positives to take away from the first period?
Yeah. You know, I thought there were times we moved the puck pretty well. We still need to defend harder. You know, I thought there were a few times, like I mentioned earlier, we got caught puck watching and they caught us off our back, either on the rush or in zone, back door. But yeah, I thought, you know, we had some chances too. They probably had the majority of the chances, grade A. But we got a few things going. You know, I think we need to get more time in their offensive zone. You know, I felt like we got a couple chances off the rush for us, but there wasn't a lot of time where we were possessing pucks, really leaning on them in their end. That's how you wear teams down over the course of a game, over the course of a weekend. I think that's important. You know, I didn't think we created too much in the O-zone, so we need to do that a little bit more.
Absolutely. And, Brandon, anything that you're looking forward to for the second period?
A little more offensive production from the Cougars. Martinovich has been rock solid so far. I love what he's doing. He's had tons of pad saves. I just want to keep seeing him keep on doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he's for sure been the difference in that first period, making at least four or five grade A saves to keep this game scoreless. And coach, for the game coming up on Monday, the Frozemont, they're calling it the Heritage Classic. What's one thing that your players keep talking about looking forward to that game?
Yeah, it's the second annual Heritage Classic with the league. So the USPHL puts on an outdoor game every year. It's the Heritage Classic. You know, we're super fortunate and very grateful to have the opportunity to host this season. And, you know, I can't say enough about the league and the opportunities it's given our players. It's going to be a phenomenal event. 5 o'clock p.m. in Rosemont at MB Financial Park. The game is free, so you can watch it from any one of the fine establishments surrounding the rink, or just come on in and watch, you know, along the glass for free. It's supposed to be good weather that day. Our guys are real excited for the guys that haven't played an outdoor game ever in their careers. It's just a unique experience to, you know, to play. And the origin of the game was outdoors, you know, on the ponds,
sure,
on the lakes up north. So it'll be a fun experience, something our guys will probably never forget.
Yeah, I took the word right out of my mouth. I was going to say that's something they're going to put in the memory bank for sure. Well, we're with Coach Brad Stofers of the Chicago Cougars, and my color guy is Brandon Evans tonight. And we'll be back after these short messages. It's 0-0 after the first period between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Chicago Cougars.